This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for opening market discussion. Joe, a lot of green on the screen to end the day on Monday. What are we looking at today in the grains?
Turnaround Tuesday, at least so far, were lower overnight. That in part a response to the crop progress numbers out after the bell yesterday. Surprising to the high side, the planting progress estimates with corn at 70% for the national average. That's a couple of points better than expected. You also have really a narrowing of the delay that was evident last week when we were further behind the national or the five-year average. You look at the same for soybeans at 52% complete. That's also 3 points ahead of a normal average. And so we do have, you know, weather delays in a lot of places. You go on into the eastern Corn Belt, like Illinois and Indiana, they're further behind, relatively speaking. But it was a surprise, given that we had a couple of really strong days for planting over the weekend. That's now weighed, though, against a wet forecast ahead. So down overnight, but potentially not here to stay. We'll see.
Joe, yesterday, once again, it was wheat that was kind of in the spotlight and leading the charge, and a big movement to the upside for all three wheat classes. Is that strictly related, again, to what we're seeing with those weather conditions in Russia? I know they had some frost once again over the weekend.
Yeah, that seems to be the driver. Conditions in Russia deteriorating further. Talk about replant needed or just simply a lost crop. And it did spread, though, to Ukraine as well. Dryness there at risk of hurting production for that big wheat crop.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down 1 3/4 at 458 3/4. July soybeans down 6.5 at 1241.5. July soybean meal down $1.20 at 372.90. July soybean oil down 35 cents at 45.97. On the Merck, June live cattle up 70 cents at 182.17. August feeder cattle up $1.08 at 259.55. June lean hogs down 80 cents at 96.12. June pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.